Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5. Intent is to share with you a few thoughts I have over the last few weeks, some of the activities we've been going through. First and foremost, we are closing in on finalizing the budget. By Tuesday, the intent is to have the budget complete and done and be able to execute for FY20. A lot of hard work has been going into the budget from our staff, from my fellow commissioners through the work sessions, and most importantly, from you. It is absolutely an opportunity for us to listen and learn on your priorities and the things that you want to see put into the budget. I believe we have done our best to put a valid, appropriate budget together to support the vision and priorities of our Carroll County. So I first and foremost want to say thank you to you for participating with us in putting this budget together. A couple of things happened over last week. One, I attended the Drugs and Opioids Vigil. Thank you so much to Carroll Community College for hosting this event as they've done in the past. Probably 500-600 folks were at this. It was a very sobering event and opportunity to be with families and the community and friends that have lost loved ones over the many years from opioids, heroin, and drug overdoses. And Lieutenant Governor Rutherford did a fantastic job sharing his thoughts and ideas on how to minimize the impact that we have to this evil of drugs that we're dealing with in Carroll County and across the state. The message there was it's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of resources from education, disciplinary activities, dollars for beds and recovery. It's not one age, it's not one demographic, it is hitting our entire community. So with that said, it takes the entire community to work together to minimize the drugs and opioids and, you know, heroin and fentanyl, and you can go on and on, problems that we do have. The other activity I attended last week was the Veterans Advisory Council. I am so blessed to be the ex officio on both the Veterans Advisory Council along with the Aging and Disabilities Commission, both facilitated by our Department of Citizen Services. I applaud the work that they are doing in putting these two organizations together to expand our knowledge and skill set in our county to take care of both our veterans, our aging and disability communities. I also, more importantly, applaud you once again, our community, in your participation. I'll tell you, there is so much enthusiasm in the room in both of these commissions, the Aging and Disability along with the Veterans Advisory Council, and the ideas just continue to move forward. Now the important piece is how to execute some of these ideas. I am very proud to participate in both, and most recently the Veterans Advisory Council, focused on transportation needs, dealing with the homelessness, and taking care of our veterans that deserve and are entitled to the services that they have earned. With that said, moving into the veterans piece, and also walking into Memorial Day, as we're on the eve of that, tomorrow being Memorial Day, two things I want to share. One is upcoming, I believe it's June 8th, the Channel 19 and 23, I could be wrong, it could be 18 and 23, I apologize, are doing interviews of our veterans. It's an opportunity for our veterans to tell their story and share with our community their experiences as being a veteran. The intent there is, again, to get all demographics and all ages, those like me, a bit older, that have served for 30 plus years, to those that have just served 1 or 2 years, whether in harm's way or not, a veteran is a veteran and has a story to share. And the more folks we get in our community telling their stories, I believe other veterans will start coming out and, again, taking the services that they are entitled to. So that's a plug to have you tell your story as a veteran, or if you know a veteran, a neighbor, or somebody with a friend in the community, let them know that on June 8th, it's an opportunity for them to tell their story. Lastly, and I want to give a few minutes time to talk about Memorial Day. And Memorial Day to me is a call for action. Up front, I'd like to take a moment and recognize all those in our community who have served or are currently serving, as well as any who have lost a loved one in service. We are all humbled by your sacrifices. You know, in 1982, President Reagan shared the following, that in American cities and towns, flags will be placed on graves. In cemeteries, public officials will speak the sacrifices and the valor of those whose memory we honor. In 1863, when he dedicated a small cemetery in Pennsylvania, President Lincoln noted the swift obscurity of such speeches. Well, we now know that President Lincoln was wrong about the particular occasion in Gettysburg, but his remarks hold true that commemorating those who have given their last full measure of devotion were long remembered. but since the moment in Gettysburg, few other such addresses had become part of national heritage, not because of the inadequacy of the speakers, but because of the inadequacy of the words. So in reality, who am I to believe that my words will share any deeper meaning than what has been said before? But what I can share with you is what Memorial Day means to me as a man, a son, a brother, a husband, a father, a veteran, and most of all, as an American. In my view, it's not a time to shy away from barbecues and the beginning of summer. Those two simple activities, along with all the Memorial Day parades and dedications, are out there giving us the opportunity to be together with family and friends. That opportunity for togetherness is why Memorial Day is so important and should be embraced. Our first obligation, of course, is to honor and remember and share. We honor and remember that our freedom is not free, and that the courage of those men and women who gave their last full measure of devotion did so without any purpose in mind except the courage and dedication that they have to our country. You know, I've been taught and often share the sentiment that the strength of our nation is born from the 1-2% of those who wear the uniform, and that their strength comes from the families that support them every day with selfless courage and without any hesitation. You know, I like to take that sentiment one step further this morning, believing that the strength of our servicemen and women, along with those families, come from our community. And Carroll County has proven that with its action. As shared, the Carroll County Veterans Advisory Council is an example of that action, where it focuses on the veterans and families from needs in healthcare, transportation, housing, resiliency, and wellness. They're discussed every time we meet, and more than just being discussed, we put words into actions and understand the sentiment when we say deeds and not just words. It is because we understand that freedom is not free, we understand that loved ones go forward in harm's way while others do not, we also understand that separation from families during the birthdays, graduations, and holidays that I've personally experienced is a part of that sacrifice, but we don't see it as a sacrifice. We understand that those who have given the ultimate sacrifice did so because of loyalty, honor, and love. All of those ideas above is why we celebrate Memorial Day. It is a time of reflection, paying tribute and honor those who have given their last full measure of devotion, and an opportunity to understand why they did so, taking the obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. As we honor the memories and reflect on why those that served changed forward with the idea that our American values is worth the fight, let us pledge that their lives, their sacrifices, their valors shall be justified, remembered, and not end with memories and reflection on a single day. We need to live this every day throughout the year. Let's make this the catalyst for action. Remembering and memorializing those who have fallen, often done through annual ceremonies, dedications, plaques, and flagpoles. All of these are valuable. However, a real tribute to honor those memories can be done through everyday actions, from a simple thank you, to contributions of time, service, dollars, to getting to know your neighbors, ensuring if they are a veteran, they are identified and aware of all services available to them and their families, to getting involved in the community, organizations that care for our veterans and their families. For me, the why is simply put that those who gave their lives allow us to live free in a place where we can gather and thank those around us, along with remembering those who gave, again, the ultimate sacrifice, while celebrating who we are as Americans in an awesome Carroll County community. As always, life is good. Once again, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5. Have a great Sunday and a wonderful and very happy Memorial Day.